hearing is conditional use number 1869, John and Nicole Scott.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for multifamily dwelling structure, proposing 5 units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.09 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Route 494, also known as Airport Road, 1,400 feet east of Route 497, also known as Old Hickory Road. For the benefit of the record, the applicants did provide us with a copy of an exhibit booklet, spiral bound, making reference to this application. It was received on December 6th of 2010 and contains a copy of the deed to the property, aerial photograph of the site and surrounding area, a survey site plan depicting the building and driveway, DELDOT comments in the form of a support facilities report, copy of the application form, statements by Sergovic and Carmine Professional Association explaining the application and its compliance with the zoning ordinance and the 2008 comprehensive land use plan, proposed and suggested findings of fact, and photographs of the property. We received comments from the County Engineering Department on December 10 of 2010. And relating to this application, since the site is located near the county landfill number 5 at Laurel, advising that the site is located in a groundwater management zone, that the county has entered into 2 memorandum of understanding with DENREC established in the groundwater management zones around the landfill and the surrounding properties, that the groundwater management zones consist of 3 concentric zones where wells are restricted and or limited, that this parcel lies within the no well, the A zone, and the B zone portions of the groundwater management zones, that the property is served by the central water system owned and operated by Tidewater Utilities, located approximately 4,000 feet to the north of Road 497 and Road 494, that all units will be required to connect into the central water system, that if the 5 units are proposed to be conveyed to new owners, the deed to each unit shall be required to have the following notation placed upon it. And in quotations, the property identified herein is located within the Sussex County Landfill Number 5-Laurel Groundwater Management Zone and has certain regulations placed upon it concerning any proposed land and or groundwater use. Contact the Sussex County Engineering Department for additional information. That excavations, including residential basement construction on the property, will not be allowed without additional studies being performed to determine if it will be environmentally compatible with the landfill property, and that any activity that alters the current groundwater flow direction or lowers the water table on the adjacent Sussex County property shall be prohibited. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and they were received on December 13th of 2010, advising us that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 4, that on-site septic is proposed, that the site is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. We were also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District on December 29th of 2010, and we find that the site contains 2 soil types, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, that it is not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required, and that no tax ditches will be affected. And in addition, the purpose of this application is the result of a notice of violations for the multifamily dwelling structure, and the applicant did apply once he received notice that he was in violation. That's all I have.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Ms. Carmine.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and gentlemen. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic & Carmine. I represent the applicant, Mr. John Scott, who's applied for a conditional use of land in an AR1 district for a multifamily dwelling consisting of 5 units. Also in attendance tonight on behalf of this presentation are the applicant, Mr. John Scott, and Mr. Ken Christianberry, a professional engineer with the engineering firm Axiom Engineering. We have submitted a booklet in support of this application for the Commission's review and consideration, which does include proposed findings of fact and conditions. As you're aware, this application was filed following the issuance of a notice of violation from the county. The applicant acknowledges that the proper permitting procedures were not followed prior to the renovation to the multifamily structure. Notwithstanding, the proposed project does comply with the remaining requirements identified in the notice of violation, which compliance will be more fully addressed by Mr. Christianberry. At this point in time, with the Commission's permission, I would like to introduce Mr. Christianberry.
Good evening, gentlemen. Ken Christianberry, Axiom Engineering, Georgetown, Delaware. So I reviewed the notice of violation. Page 1 has to deal with the procedural problems, which again have been acknowledged that the zoning and building permit procedures were not followed. And page 2 gets into the particulars of what is required for a conditional use of this nature. I'd like to briefly read through what is cited in the notice of violation and note that the site as it stands today actually is in compliance with, in my opinion, essentially everything on this page. Referring to the requirements for multifamily dwellings, the paragraph A says that it will be in compliance with the comprehensive plan.
Mr. Christianberry, if I may interrupt you.
Yes.
We're not here to determine whether that violation was appropriate or not. That would probably be an appeal to the Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
Let's just focus on whether this is appropriate for a conditional use, just to
right.
Keep things on track.
Okay. Most of what I was going to touch on, I think, is relevant, but I'll try to keep it as brief as possible in the interest of what you've just shared. I'll just skip down to Section B. It mentions the density will not exceed 1 unit per acre, and the density is far below SX at 1 unit per acre, and 2 units per acre is what's not to be exceeded for multifamily. There are several provisions about density bonuses, number being sought. There are references to having some form of open space or common space. 90% of the property is currently in open space. Only about 10% of it is resembling having been developed. There are references to buffers for the parking areas for the building itself. And the front 900 feet of the property from the state road back to the edge of where the dwelling is located are representing a buffer from the public road. There's only one property immediately next to us that does not have a buffer, and that property owner has not, to our knowledge, filed any complaints with the county about what has happened on the subject property. There are calls for the buffer to appear as planned things may appear in nature, and of course in this case everything is essentially undisturbed mature forest. There are references to site triangles that are required, and looking at the most recent aerial photograph, it does appear that site distance is not an issue on this project. Let's see here. The other violation that was issued had to do with trash and rubbish on the property, and I believe that the current state of the property does not have that problem. When you look at other properties in the area, the property actually looks to be, this Google image was flown in July of 2010. The property appears to be well maintained at this time. And the site plan that has been proposed would only essentially add 2 things to what's there now. It would define parking for the units at 2 per unit, and then add any additional septic expansion area that may be required in order to support this site, although the existing septic system was not noted by any of the inspectors as having any signs of appearing to be in fit. And with that, the other correspondence that was received was from the county engineer regarding the connection to central water, and the units that are out there have been connected to Tidewater Utilities. They have been from the time they were first constructed. There are no private wells located on the property. Having said that, if you have any questions, I'll please take them when this coming finishes.
At this point in time, I'd like to briefly address this project's compliance with the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. We have submitted a formal submission in the booklet, but I will briefly address that. It's our opinion that it does comply with both the zoning code and the comprehensive plan. Again, this property is located in the AR1 zoning district. The conditional use consists of approximately 5.09 acres. And located on the 5.09 acres is one existing two-story building consisting of 5 units. This structure was renovated by the applicant following his purchase in 2005. The purpose of the AR1 zoning district is to provide for low-density single-family residential development together with churches, recreational facilities, and accessory uses as may be necessary or compatible with residential surroundings. The adjoining property is used for residential purposes. The site, as you can see, is surrounded by a dense forested buffer and is totally screened from view from the road by dense woods, which shall remain as a condition of approval of the conditional use. The property is well maintained and the mature forest is preserved. In response to the comments from the engineering department, the structure does not have a basement, and the applicant shall not excavate the property to construct a basement in the future. The structure is currently occupied by 5 families and thus meets the needs of the community by providing needed affordable multifamily housing in Sussex County. In addition, the proposed use complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The future land use map identifies the property as being in the low-density area. Although the primary uses envisioned in the low-density area are agricultural activities and single-family detached homes, page 3-18 of the plan permits 2 homes per acre on lots containing a minimum of a half acre if connected to central sewer, or if there's an on-site septic system, it permits single-family detached homes on a minimum 3/4 acre lot. Also permitted in the AR1 zone is an average of 2 homes per acre where a cluster-style site plan is used, and 30% of the tract is preserved in permanent open space. This property does have on-site septic, and it's served by Tidewater Utilities. The proposed density is 1 unit per acre, and 4.6 acres of the tract, or 90% of the tract, is preserved as open space. Therefore, it's our opinion that it does comply with both the zoning code and the comprehensive plan. In addition, the conditional use will have no adverse or detrimental impact on neighboring areas. There is one neighbor that's in close proximity to the property, as you can see on the aerial view there, that could be affected by the proposed use. That neighbor has not complained about the use, as far as the applicant is aware. He's received no complaints with regard to the multifamily use from anyone else either prior to the posting of the property in conjunction with the filing of this application. In addition, there will be no impact on traffic. DelDOT advised that a traffic impact study was not necessary or required. There are no wetlands on the property, so none would be disturbed. The existing woods on the property would remain in their natural state. The applicant is aware that the property is located in the Sussex County Landfill Number 5, and in accordance with the Engineering Department's recommendations, will include a deed restriction for each unit in the event that the applicant decided to sell the units in the future. That deed restriction, in accordance with the Engineering Department's recommendations, would state that the property is located within the Sussex County Landfill Number 5, and that certain regulations are placed upon it concerning any proposed land or groundwater use. Of course, the applicant recognizes that the conditional use will be subject to inspection and approval by the building code inspector, and the applicant will comply with all recommendations of the inspector. Approval of the conditional use will facilitate the applicant's ability to make use of the existing improvement on the property and to continue to provide affordable multifamily housing to these 5 families. Based on the record and the presentation tonight, we respectfully request that the Commission recommend approval of the conditional use. Of course, the three of us are available for any and all questions that you may have, and we thank you.
All right, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Ross.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The building that is there, it's been there for some time, has it not?
That's correct.
How long has that building been there?
If I may introduce Mr. Scott.
To the best of my knowledge,
I need you to state your name
for the record first, please, and then it's all yours.
I'm John Scott. I am the property owner.
Great, thank you. Go ahead.
To the best of my knowledge, there was a structure there when I bought the property in 2005. I have made several additions and improvements to the property. But dating back to aerial photographs, we found there were several different structures on the property, you know, going back over the past 10 years or so.
What was that building used for prior to your purchase?
Directly before my purchase, the fellow that lives directly across the driveway, Tom Parsons, he lived on one side or vice versa, and his daughter, stepdaughter, lived on the property before that. And before that, Lee Littleton from Laurel owned the property, and he basically was used as a housing of farm workers and that sort of thing.
Do you know how many farm workers they were housing there, or any idea how many people lived there during season, or it was seasonal, I take it?
A lot of it was seasonal activity, from what I understand. I made every effort to get more information, but everything that I could gather was very vague. But honestly, I can't speak as far as definite numbers or anything like that.
And did you get, you said you made some additions to that building and others. Did you get building permits for those?
No, I did not.
The multi-family dwelling units, are there other multi-family dwellings in the vicinity?
Not in close proximity.
And Shannon, you mentioned that... You referenced the cluster subdivision ordinances of the County Comprehensive Plan and our county code, but this is not an application
correct. Under
those ordinances.
That's correct.
Is that correct? You're going to use these for rental units?
Yes, sir.
Is this part of our affordable renting program, or is it part of a federal Section 8 program, or any other programs like that?
I do have two families there now who do qualify, are using the Section 8 voucher.
Okay. If the landfill and the water use, I'm not that familiar. I mean, years ago, maybe I had some knowledge about that, but it's long left my over 50-year-old mind. Can you update me on what those restrictions are and how much, you know, what you can and can't do? Does this project, how does it impact this project from the landfill?
The only thing that was specifically stated in the county engineer's letter is that you can't drill a private well here. Reason why is there's reason to believe that the groundwater that you would be pulling from may not be safe for consumption, and that's part of the reason why Tidewater Utilities in such a low-density area has provided central water so that water quality can be monitored and tested and ensured that it is indeed safe for the residents.
All right, so you do have Tidewater, fresh water to your home there now?
Yes, sir.
You live next door?
No, I do not live next door. I live out off of Whitesville Road, but the Tidewater Utilities connection was made long before I bought the property.
So you don't live in either the rental units or the main residence?
No, I do. I do own the rental unit. That is the only dwelling on the property, or the only structure on the property.
Okay,
is just the five unit apartment building.
Okay, the residence next door is the adjoining property.
No, that's a separate 5-point something acre parcel.
Okay. So then you two guys share the driveway that goes
yes,
up that.
Yes, that is correct.
And is that an easement, recorded easement?
Yes, it is a recorded easement.
If for some reason we were to recommend denial of this application, you know, what would you do with that building?
I don't know. There's a substantial mortgage on the property with, you know, with a Felton Bank or whatever they just changed their name to, CBA or whatever. And that's another issue, you know, with the, you know, the five families that are there that are, you know, impacted. You know, so two of the families have been there since the inception in 2006 and have been there ever since. That's another issue with, you know, with the impact it's going to have on those five families.
There's five families in there currently?
Yes.
When I rode by there a few weeks ago, it looked like some of the apartments were empty. How many apartments are in there?
There's five apartments, but all five are, there are tenants
all occupied,
in all.
I didn't even get out of the car, but looking through the window, I saw ladders, and it looked like empty room in the front there.
Yeah, no, the, we did some painting in there.
Prior to Christmas,
yeah, maybe? a couple of weeks ago or so, but all five units are occupied and active.
Is there a currently working septic there?
Yes.
Is it permitted?
Yes. And DENREC has, when everything started, DENREC, had someone out and looked at everything. I showed them where the septic was. They were worried about more so where the well was, but I told him there, to my knowledge, there was, you know, I'm sure there was a well there at some point in time, but I had no knowledge of a well or where it was located.
And it's permitted to adequately handle five families or how many people?
That I couldn't speak knowledgeably about. I don't know if Ken could give more insight on that for you.
I do have a copy of the permit. The permit's about 20 years old. And it was for a single-family home. So if a condition were to be that DENREC approves or requires any expansion or approval of the existing system, that certainly would be an appropriate condition for the conditional use.
It's a little more complicated all the time.
Yeah. There wasn't any notice of there being a failure out there, though, which is, I mean, they had an inspector out there. That's a good sign.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Smith. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for Mr. Ross for answering all my questions for me. I just will bring it. Tab 7 of your exhibit book indicates maybe the information for Mr. Ross. It says during Mr. Lee Littleton's ownership, up to 70 people at any given time in the property. Is that a typo?
Well, that was information that Mr. Scott was given. It's not firsthand knowledge, and I wasn't aware of that until after the booklets were submitted, which is why I did not reference that tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I apologize for that.
Mr. Johnson.
Could you recap for me how you came to have five units here and from this parcel? I mean, how did you come to have five rental units out of one building out in the country?
There was improvements done and additions made to the existing structure that were there. There was definitely, you know, add-ons and built, you know, things were built on to. But the current structure, I don't know how many of you guys drove out and took a look and saw what was going on there, to see exactly what is there and what was constructed there.
So you actually built additions onto this, to the original building that you bought, or?
Yeah, there part of that was there, and
so part of the building was there. Then you started adding on additional sections.
Yes,
and it's
basically a perfectly square structure. As you can see by the photo, I guess it's kind of hard to see there.
There are some photographs. I don't know if they'll be helpful at tab 9 in the exhibit booklet. I don't know if you can explain using these photos.
But I'm just wanting to know how we came to have five rental properties on this one parcel of property. Did you actually add on to the building?
Yeah, there was some additions made, and what wasn't there was what was there was totally gutted out, and
so you gutted what you bought. You gutted that property.
Exactly. We installed new electric, which was inspected.
The electric wasn't
inspected, and as it has to be, as you can see on the one photograph, each unit has its own electric meter.
Right. I saw the five boxes.
And before Connective or Delmarva Power will go out and set meters and whatnot, you have to have a rough in or a cut in card from the inspection agency to get to get the electrical turned on.
So you did all this through the county under the county building code and building inspectors?
Yes, all the electric was inspected, and the stickers from September 2005 are still on every.
That's not the county. That's the electrical inspector. It's not building and zoning. It's all separate.
So we didn't have building permits for any of this stuff?
Or? No.
Mr. Johnson, if you would permit me, there's a question I think that is on everybody's mind that I want to ask. What did you buy?
I bought a structure here. Which was occupied on 5.06 or 7
did
acres.
Did you buy a 5-unit apartment building?
No, I did not, sir.
Okay. Don't want to know.
Because what I've heard so far, and trying to clarify from my own mind, is that we bought the property, gutted the building, started renovating it, and it just kind of grew all without any regard to any of the county regs and... So now we're faced with a situation of, do we approve after the effect? I mean, I'm talking out loud what I'm thinking, that we're being asked to approve a project that was built without county permits, without county approvals, without any approval other than your own undertaking. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Black.
Early on, when the presentation first started, there was a reference made to a manufactured home. Is it a manufactured home or is it a dwelling structure?
No, I think when Ken brought that up, what the point that he was trying to make was there was three existing mobile homes on the property, as shown in the 1997 aerial photograph, and I think that's the reference that he was making, but they're not there anymore.
And it wasn't a two-story structure originally, or was it a single?
Single story.
So you went not only outward but upward?
Not so much actually outward, but just upward.
Mostly upward. Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Abbott, no questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
Mr. Scott, are you familiar with the old saying that it's easier to get forgiveness than permission? Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Thank you very much. All right, sir, you're going to take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1869, John and Nicole Scott? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1869. Yes, sir. Step right up.
Hi, my name is Mike Short. I am an adjoining property owner directly to the north of the property in question.
On that photo, is that, maybe you could give us
something. Could you point out to us on the photo? Is your home shown there?
I can tell you that this is the site in question.
You're going to tell us on that when you need to lift it up.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is actually going to show more of it.
Okay.
This is the site in question here.
Yes, sir.
I own everything to the back and to the right.
Okay.
And to the right front, 115
okay.
acres.
Okay. How many apartment buildings do you have?
I have zero.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'd love to have 200 or 300, but I...
You know, don't ask.
I am one who is definitely against what's happened, what's going on, and what they're trying to accomplish here. The public hearing notice seemed to me to be a little misleading, as it stated multifamily structure, 5 units to be located, versus actually what it is, it's already in existence. And I think there are a few property owners out there who weren't certain that we were talking about a structure that already existed.
Right. The reason that happens is that it's physically there, I grant you that, but it isn't legally there yet. That's why it says 2B.
Okay. And I started out or continue on saying I have to make an assumption that the structure didn't go through the proper channels and procedures. They've cleared that up for me. It definitely did not go through what it should have gone through. I'm a builder by trade. Lots of hoops you have to jump through, forms you have to fill out, things you have to do to get from point A to point B, meaning a concept to a completed structure. They did neither of those things. Whether it be a plan review by the county, adherence to the model efficiency code, as they're designing the project, a building permit has to be issued by the county, multiple building inspections by the county, required at various stages of construction. Not to mention the plumbing and the electrical inspections that are also required. I do understand that they got some electrical inspections, but that quite possibly could have been done by getting the homeowner's permit to do the work himself, and then have it inspected. So that's not a big thing to be able to accomplish. And when all the prior conditions are met, a final inspection by the county and a certificate of occupancy is issued. Also, typically when you're talking about a 5-unit multifamily structure, the fire marshal's office would typically come into play here with a review and an approval. None of which seems to have been done. So for the county to issue a conditional use approval for this existing structure without this structure having followed proper procedures will open the county up in the not too distant future, if they issue the approval, to huge potential liabilities from tenants as well as many others. And continuing, I have reviewed the proposed plan that is on file while I was at the Planning and Zoning Office a few weeks ago. And looking at the plan, it indicated a structure having 2,780 square foot of footprint was proposed on the property. With the existing structure being 2 stories tall, if you multiply that times 2, you're in excess of 5,000 square feet, 5,560 to be exact. And in that case, it's my understanding that if it's over 5,000 square feet, an architect should have designed that structure. Furthermore, Denrex Division of Water Resources faxed me a single-family septic design for this property in question. It was approved for a 3-bedroom mobile home unit in 1991. And I have the permit number as being 1725-91S. I also asked them to forward me a copy of a completion report for that particular system, something that is always done when a system is designed and installed the way that it's supposed to be. A Denrec official, whether by a site visit or some other means, generates a completion certificate, and that in effect is an assurance that the system was designed and installed the way it should be. They have no record of one of these in their files. So whether I don't dispute that there might be a septic system, what kind of septic system, Denrec can't tell me, and I don't know that these folks know. And I'll qualify that by saying I know a little bit about septic design because I do design and install septic systems as well. In concluding, the area where this multifamily structure exists is rural in nature and agriculturally based. Sussex County Ordinance 115-29 in the purpose subsection is very specific with regard to providing for, quote, low-density single-family residential development, unquote. What is being proposed and what currently exists, excuse me, is just not in keeping with what the ordinance intended. It is not the proper place for a five-unit multifamily complex and the resulting problems that come along with a project such as this. And I'll share with you, one of my biggest concerns is crime. I have owned the property to the rear for a year. I had frequented that property 2 years prior to my purchasing it. So I'm well aware of what's going on out there on the subject property for the last 3 years, plus or minus. I have posted signs along that back line. They're torn down and thrown. I hunt regularly. That's why I bought the property. And my hunting paraphernalia, stands, and a variety of other things, they seem to move around occasionally. And the only thing I can put my finger on is what's staying there, because there's no other access to what I do right behind them than other than through the backs of that property.
Did you actually see them?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not, but things that I had 400-500 feet away wound up in their backyard. So I did not see them do it, but it stopped right there.
Yeah. Okay.
There's dumping of trash and debris on my property, which I pick up fairly regularly. I've heard weapons discharged as I'm bow hunting out there. I've gotten close enough to know that it's where it's coming from, but not so close that they know I'm there and watching. Open burning of construction and demolition debris, which is unlawful, and loud music on weekend evenings all night long. And I know that because in deer hunting, I'm there till well after dark, and I get there very early in the morning, and it's still going on. So because of these concerns and others, I'd like to respectfully request that CU 1869, that application be denied.
All right, sir. We thank you. Okay, who's next?
Good evening. My name is Jeremy Walker. I live at 7190 Airport Road, which is one driveway north of where the property is. And again, I don't think they should be given forgiveness because they built it illegally. Right there should stop it. But living there, we have to put up with the loud music. We can hear it all the way across the road from our house. There's lots of traffic all hours of the night and day because our driveway is one driveway over. People are always turning around in it. And there's all kinds of people there. We've had police out there several times and probably should have some other times out there. Because at the end of the driveway, there are people, groups of people there who gather arguing and fighting late hours at night. So there is concerns around there. And plus, we can hear the shooting from our house directly right from us. So it is quite disturbing, you know, having to deal with it on a constant basis. We didn't have it before, and that's why we are against having it approved. And I have not talked to any neighbors out there that support this. No one supports it, thinks it should be there just because it's, it interferes with our lifestyle. And everybody else there is single-family units, a quiet neighborhood. We have a lot more traffic because of there. A lot of it's out of state. I had to have the police once because they knocked over my phone lines, and they went down there, and nobody knew nothing about anything, and they had the car towed away, and that's all they could do. So, but there's always incidents going on there on a regular basis. So that's my comments. But we were there since 1975, so we know about the previous history of the property. Thank you very much.
Anyone else? All right. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us this evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.